Okay, ladies and gentlemen, forgive me while I scream. I hate jargon. Everything that the liberal arts and humanities stand for is violated by jargon. Typically, you have wimpy words engaged in chicanery. Resilience is one of those words. It's just a single word, but it has that large vagueness so common with jargon. Our educational establishment is really good at latching on to fads and making them mean whatever helps propel their creaky machine to the finish line. A big fad now is resiliency. So what does the education establishment do with this word? Turns out resilience is the all-purpose solution to every problem. But somehow our clever educators end up in exactly the opposite place from what you might expect. Resilience is what human beings needed from the beginning of time. You have to get up from every defeat and keep going. There's no other formula for survival. Simple terms, children must be told to work harder, not less harder. They have to keep trying, not give up at the first difficulty. In fact, today's public schools provide shelter for wimpiness. Any weakness these students show is excused and indulged. You didn't finish the paper? Don't worry, you're perfect just the way you are. We'll build a whole new school to make sure you feel safe. Every space will be a safe space, especially for you. In connection with K-12, you're likely to hear about snowflakes. You hear an emphasis on making sure our little darlings rarely encounter reality, and then the schools have the nerve to call this resilience. When I hear all this chatter about resilience, I am mainly offended by the straight-out dishonesty. They don't truly want the kids to be more resilient, not judging by the way they're going about it. Now, isn't that unacceptable? Here is the actual goal of any resilience training. You must be protected from any threat that would require actual resilience. The real emphasis for many decades has been on increasing the amount of weakness in the school. In other words, our schools are the opposite of the Spartan school where boys were expected at every step of the day to be tough. Okay, maybe they went too far. Mid-20th century, the American spirit was still the little train that thinks it can. I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. A century ago, the young were actually taught to be brave as they can be, as opposed to being as weak as they can get away with being. A famous poem, Invictus, by William Henley, circa 1880, declares, quote, "In the fell clutch of circumstance, I have not winced nor cried aloud. Under the bludgeonings of chance, my head is bloody but unbowed," end quote. We could use a little more of that spirit, don't you think? I lived in Manhattan a long time and was part of the art and literary worlds. Both are very often about failing and then trying again and again and again. I remember thinking the phrase many times, well, at least I'm still in the fight. I recently published a novel about a robot named Frankie. Strange to say, I didn't understand my own book nor how people would react to it. They think it's about what evil a robot might do. But not my novel is about something more subtle and profound, about how humans react to the robot's apparent superiority. Students feel intimidated and overwhelmed. They give up because, as I now see it, they lack resilience. Translation, they surrender without a fight. The problem with snowflakes is they melt. Thank you. Overview. Let's Fix Education explores 7 of my favorite themes. First, this podcast is a meditation on what I call the K-12 crime scene. So many destructive ideas. Understanding them is the key to fixing them. 2, by doing that, we will have better schools at less cost. 3, nothing much changes decade to decade. The big questions of the 1930s were the big questions of the 1960s and the 1990s. Any subject we discuss can easily intersect with any other subject. Most people instinctively want traditional education. but the education establishment fills classrooms with progressive gimmicks. The result is that we have a standoff, and that's why you run into the same ideas over and over. 4. The big brains in education keep telling students, don't bother memorizing this or that. You can look it up later. B.B. King, the great guitarist, is much smarter. He said, the beautiful thing about learning is nobody can take it away from you. 5. Lenin's ghost wanders through our school system. The hard left thinks big. If they have to kill millions of people to build their perfect society, that's okay. Same goes for dumbing down millions of students. Totalitarians want power. They will do anything to get it. 6. If we are going to survive, we have to take each child to his or her limit. As it is, we are creating millions of sub-educated students, from K right through college. 7. Analyzing education, especially dysfunctional education, is a lot more intellectually interesting than most people suppose. You'll enjoy this. Finally, P.S. My book, Saving K-12, runs parallel to everything discussed on this podcast. I also have an education site, improve-education.org, with 70 articles that complement everything discussed here. And I have hundreds of articles on the internet. Enter a topic in Google with my full name, Bruce Dietrich Price, and let Google make suggestions. Thank you for visiting.